With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. It will be several months before people are back in the water and paddling, but a local outfitter is already making plans to get people out on the water. Wildwood Outdoor Adventures and Campground in Eagle River is hosting the Fork on the River fundraiser in June. The roughly two-hour recreational paddle on the Wisconsin River will raise money for Feed Our Rural Kids. Perry Pokrant is the Fork president.
Wildwood Outdoor Adventures and Campground in Eagle River came to us and said, we have this idea for a fundraiser that we'd like to put on for you guys. And that's where Fork in the River evolved from. It is that business's charitable event. We are the benefactors of that. And we could not be more excited.
The charity paddle will be June 7th. The event cost with your own boat is $45. Discounted rentals will be available. Registration is now open. You can register and find more information on the event at the Feed Our Rural Kids website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Health officials are reminding parents and people that look after children that puffy coats and car seats don't go together. Puffy coats are designed to keep kids warm by creating space for air pockets to retain heat, but that extra space can be dangerous if you were to get into a car accident with a child wearing one while strapped into a car seat. Dr. Jamie Oswald is an Aspyrus family medicine physician.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
Oswald recommends Safe Kids Wisconsin for good guidelines. That includes things like opting for thinner, tighter layers while kids are in the car. Hats, gloves, boots, and blankets can be used for added warmth once the child is securely strapped in.
So one way you can test out to know if the layer that you're putting on your child is thin enough to wear in a car seat or not is you can have them in their coat, put them in the car seat, strap them down like usual, and then without loosening the straps or anything, take your child out, take off the coat, put him back in the car seat, and if the strap still fits snugly where you had them before, then you know that coat is perfectly safe, versus if it's now way looser than what you would normally use for your child, then you know that that coat is too thick.
As for making sure your child is warm enough in the cold weather, Oswald says the general rule of thumb is to dress your child in what you're wearing plus an extra layer. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Farmers in Wisconsin may be breathing a sigh of relief going into the new year with the Farm Bill extension, but it may be temporary, as experts say there are issues with continuing the current legislation. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
One of the biggest problems cited with the current Farm Bill is that it was negotiated more than 5 years ago, so the crop reference prices are outdated. Paul Mitchell, agriculture and economics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, explains the reference prices allow payments to farmers when a crop falls below a certain level.
Prices have been declining on the corn and soybeans, and the processes used to create this support in these times of thin negative margins, they're out of date. Those floors were set in 2018, and you know we've gone through a lot of inflation, and so you know $1,000 isn't what it used to be.
Mitchell says farm organizations have been asking Congress to increase crop reference prices and change the process to make it more relevant to current commodity markets. The Farm Bill was extended again for another year as a part of a spending bill to avert a federal government shutdown. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin recommends you make some New Year's resolutions to help keep you safe from scammers. They say to be wary of unsolicited emails and never send money to strangers. Never share personal information with someone who calls you. Also, do some research before making online payments and purchases. Be smart about social media as well and never reveal personal information there. Some quizzes found online are designed to gather information you should probably keep to yourself. A new study finds more than 1.4 million children in the U.S. have lost a family member to overdose, and the collateral damage is getting worse. Suzanne Potter has more.
The study focused on children younger than 18, as of 2019, who had lost one or more parents, siblings, grandparents, aunts or uncles, or cousins to overdose. USC Dornsife sociology professor Emily Smith Greenaway is a co-author on the report.
We know drug overdose are really traumatizing deaths to undergo. There's probably a lot of hardship leading up to the death. Those deaths are probably very confusing for young kids to process.
Researchers found that most kids who lose family members to drug overdose are between ages 10 and 18. But data show that the reach of this program is getting dramatically worse because kids younger than 10 are experiencing drug overdoses in their family at younger ages relative to their slightly older peers. A 2024 study in the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry looked at children who have lost parents to overdose and found the highest rates among non-Hispanic American Indian and Alaska Native families. I'm Suzanne Potter.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.